Well, thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me to a really great venture. And I'd like to thank Will and his team for getting this off the ground. And Will personally, I mean, those of you who know him at all will be familiar with the sort of passionate advocacy and the creativity and productivity and overall effectiveness. And I have an anecdote which is slightly different from the one he's just told you. I remember in my first day in the office, I had a very long text. Five things I had to do that day in order to save the country. And, we had a meeting. Some of the things are now being done. He also asked for money. It's all come to maturity. But I think from my point of view, more important, some of the messages that he was trying to get across to me have been absorbed. And the big message, the big word, was innovation and the key role that plays in the country. And I mean, we have a good starting point. I mean, several of the people, the speakers have made this point already. I mean, we have some really great advanced manufacturing companies, which are largely submerged, actually. We've developed this very negative psychology that Britain doesn't make things anymore. But actually, one of the privileges of my job is I go around and see these people. And the extraordinary creativity in the manufacturing sector, highly successful. Creative industries, the same. Many of the new service industries, things like the online market. And until yesterday, I hadn't realized that about 5% of our GDP is now accounted for by the online market economy, and it's the most developed in the world per capita outside of Sweden. You know, little things like that which are happening, bubbling up in the UK all the time. But it's, there are great centers of excellence, but, we need an awful lot more of it if we're going to turn ourselves into a really highly successful, productive economy, knowledge economy in the long term. And partly prompted by Will and, of course, by others, I think we are doing in government against very serious financial constraints some of the things that are necessary to make this happen. Now, I think one of the things I'm personally rather proud of, and actually I think Will, as much as anybody, was an author of this and promoting it, is the establishment of a chain of technology innovation centres across the country. We started with advanced manufacturing, cell therapy, new renewables, we'll be moving on to others, based in part very loosely on German experience, but of course we're not Germany, we've got to do things differently. And that programme is now up and running. I think another initiative which has the same potential in a different way is the Green Investment Bank, where there's a whole generation of new renewable technologies out there which will not get off the